This morning, at this time, we're joined by a political analyst and CEO of Africa Media Online, Sandile Swane, to delve into the upcoming 2024 elections. Now, following the release of party lists by the Electoral Commission of South Africa, the IEC, a staggering amount of 14,662 candidates have been unveiled, representing various political parties and independents vying for seats in the National Assembly as well as in provincial legislatures. I've just asked Obina, how are we going to choose between 14,662 people on those candidate lists and the number of political parties that are there? But to shed some light on that, the CEO of Africa Media Online, Sandile Swane, speaks to us this morning. Sandile, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning to you, Zain, and good morning to the listeners of Cape Talk. Thank you.
With 14,000 candidates, could you shed some light on the sort of unique aspect of participation in this particular election and how it might impact on the electoral process? Because I think we've got three ballot papers this time around. And how would that impact on voting day?
Yes, thank you so much. I think that obviously, our democracy is designed, if you want to put it, for maximum participation, and we've got to be grateful, really, for a country that allows that freedom of expression and freedom of speech and all that. Now, let's then look at what you are concerned about. The longest ballot paper that we are going to see, in other words, the list from which to choose, will be 56 choices, which is the national ballot. The other ballots, for instance, you'll have a provincial ballot and so on and so forth. You will find that depending on which one you are looking at, you are maybe talking about more or less 40 candidates. So those 14,000 candidates, which are in any case contesting about, is it 887, somewhere there, number of seats. So the seats are not even more than 1,000. So, but the thing about it is that these people are not contesting individually. They will be under a political party for the most part, except for the independents. And even so, you are talking about a ballot paper that will be the longest, 56 names to choose from. And probably the shorter ones will be 40 or less. So that is roughly what we're talking about here. Mm. Because people were thinking that we'll have a ballot paper of 500 pages and all sorts of things like this. It's not going to be that.
I think that is actually the problem, that people are looking at it and saying, you know, I'm going to walk into a voting station or a polling station. I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to have to stand there for at least an hour before I decide. But you say the paper is not that difficult. But Sandile, given the sort of multitude of parties and candidates in contention, how do you foresee these elections actually shaping the political landscape in South Africa? Because I think after 1994, this is probably the year for change, the year for choosing differently, the year for looking more closely at your political alliances, isn't it?
Yes, I think, Zain, we need to take our own people back. And obviously, you coming from the Western Cape, which played a great role in what I'm about to discuss. That region played a very great role in what I'm about to present to you now. Around 1983, the UDF was formed, and one of the greatest thinkers who came up with the formation of the United Democratic Front was a fellow called Dr. Alan Pusak, the Reverend Alan Pusak, from the Western Cape. Now, the interesting thing about that is that the people who were non-Europeans, or what we call black people, were not in parliament. So they had to form their own parliament outside of parliament, and the UDF was becoming that. So it was thousands of organizations forming the UDF and what became the Mass Democratic Movement. And they were able to participate democratically in that and make collective decisions and take collective action. So the election of 2024 takes us into that very humble position where Whether you are the DA, whether you are the ANC, more especially those two organizations, you've got to understand that there are other South Africans who have something to say about the future of this country. And you have to give them room to participate and show respect, and collective decision-making has got to come in. So those of us who believe that the nation of South Africa is a flowering of different beliefs, different ideas, need to celebrate this moment. Because from 1948 to 1994, where the dictatorship of the National Party, from 1994 to today, 2024, with another dictatorship of the ANC, which has created a disaster in South Africa overall, other than perhaps to a certain degree the Western Cape. So the fact that people understand that they've got to go to the People's Assembly and represent themselves and not be represented to one particular party, a big boss party of everybody, the boss of all bosses and all that, that is over. So we can debate about what will the coalition look like after this, you know? What will it look like? And we can debate about that. But one thing I will say to you, just to take from these reports, one is that everybody who's formed a political party and who is contesting the election has to sell their own ideas to everybody else. In other words, if you are from the ACDP or Rise Mzansi, you don't have just to sell your views to the voting public. You still have to sell your views every day to your colleagues in parliament. And to me, that makes it exciting.
That's the analyst and CEO of Africa Media Online, Sandile Swana, chatting to us this morning about the upcoming 2024 elections.